Mr. O'Neill was suspicious of all doctors, in part because his mother's drug addiction was caused by a doctor and the doctor's poor advice. We hit it off because we had things in common. Both had tuberculosis as young men, both worked at one time as newspaper reporters. We both lived in the tropics for a time, and we shared a birthday, October 16th. So we had things to talk about. It was difficult to engage him in conversation, but once a key was struck, he would go on at great length and seem to get relief from reminiscing. Gene was a nervous person. He was shy, withdrawn, uneasy with people, yet happy as an unnoticed, non-participating observer. He and his dog, Blemmy, were known to take off on a walk to a place called the Shady Way Inn at the intersection of San Ramon Valley and Hemi. It was cool and quiet on Hemi in the summertime. He could rest, have a beer, play a game of darts, and then head back home. He suffered from a severe affliction, later diagnosed as Parkinson's palsy. His speech was slow and deliberate, and his voice was soft. Words were very important to him. His tremor got so bad at Dalhousie, it became impossible for him to write by hand. So he spent hours trying to dictate to his wife and stepdaughter, Cynthia Stram. But this was not successful. A dictate machine also proved futile. He said he could only think properly when he wrote things himself. He was quite responsive to those who suffered. He seemed to enjoy suffering himself. I'd never been able to forget his melancholy look and penetrating eyes. They had an extraordinary intensity. O'Neill craved affection, for his childhood wasn't very satisfying. Carlotta amply provided this. She acted as a wife and mother to him. She's also an excellent cook, with shelves of cookbooks in the kitchen and periodicals like Gourmet magazine lying about. Being a dominant person, Carlotta occasionally brought on a brisk confrontation with her stubborn mate. But most of the time, O'Neill basked in her managing things and the attention and protection she showered him with. Often on visits, I'd hear Rosie before reaching the courtyard gate. His player piano would be blaring forth with noisy music. O'Neill loved loud jazz rhythms. Actually, Gene in his youth would be what we call a hippie today.